welcome to the AAEM Petra Kucha Podcast. This talk was recorded at the 2016 Scientific Assembly in Las Vegas, Nevada. Be sure to join us in Orlando for the 2017 Scientific Assembly. Now, on to the podcast.
Well, good afternoon. So let me begin with an apology. I'm going to tell you why not to give push-dose epi. As someone who's older than probably everyone here, I've seen too many errors with push-dose epinephrine, not phenylephrine, but epinephrine. And so this is a talk that is designed to teach you one thing. Although in my religion, we believe that there are five causes, five steps, five reasons for everything, including the Ten Commandments, which are two sets of five. I'm going to go over how to give one thing, and that is intravenous epinephrine safely, easily, in a way that you can remember. Now, I want to talk about the use of intravenous epi as it applies to reactive airway disease, whether that be asthma or anaphylaxis. But this can also be used for refractory bradycardia and also for shock. Five causes of wheezing. So anaphylaxis is a systemic reaction normally involving two or more organ systems of these five. Oh yes, five. And the main mediator of anaphylaxis is histamine. Therefore, the mainstay of therapy for anaphylaxis is epinephrine, absolutely. Parenthetically, the number one drug given in anaphylaxis by paramedics, nurses, and physicians is Benadryl. So that's the dose for anaphylaxis, 0.3 IM. And you can weight base it. My bias is in children, remember the PD pen is just 0.15. They don't weight base it exactly. What percent of an adult is the child? Give that amount of the 0.3. In superhuman people, football players, et cetera, you can go up a little bit higher. So here are the five therapies for anaphylaxis. Epi, H1, H2, steroids, bolus them with fluids. It's most commonly forgotten, other than not giving the epi, 20 cc's per kilo. So I want to go over now IV epinephrine for true anaphylactic shock or the asthmatic who's dying in front of you. And the dose is 1 to 2 micrograms and you titrate to effect. And so that's easy. That's a nice slide. I like the colors. And so what people try to do is they use intracardiac epi. And so I want to tell you, not a chance in hell. If you have someone who's dead, give IV push epi. If you want to get someone dead who's dying, give IV push epi. Intravenous epinephrine can be given safely, but please remember this article from the Annals of Emergency Medicine. We make dosing mistakes commonly with epinephrine. So how do you do it? That's the starting dose. What you can do is give 1 cc of cardiac epi. And that seems like a really small amount. Unfortunately, the amp is 1 milligram or 1,000 mics. 1 cc is 100 mics, about 50 to 100 times too much. So here's, I'm going to go over it better than this slide. But what we're going to do is, as was discussed, rather than injecting 1 milligram, which is 1 amp, either the 1 milligram 1 cc or the 1 milligram cardiac 10 cc, inject it into a bag of saline, 1 liter of saline. And we're going to start it at a cc a minute and piggyback it in. Let me show you what I'm talking about. I call it the rule of one, because in an emergency, my brain, which is not much to talk about, I think it may be the only thing that's really stiff now in my whole body, the only thing that's tight and firm. One jarring fall and my bridging veins are gone. But anyway, this is the rule of one. I don't have to think. Because Bruce Lee defines expertise when to know and to act are one and the same. And that's what I think we can do here. 1 amp, which is 1 milligram, in 1 liter at 1 cc a minute and double every minute. I'm going to go over that again. Go ahead and put an amp of epi. Come on. I spent so much time making sure this ran, and it ran in the other room. But anyway, you go ahead and inject 1 milligram of epi into an IV, and you piggyback it in to a high-flow IV. You can't do it directly. If you go at 1 cc a minute, it'll never get in. But if you inject the epi into this bag, and this bag is piggybacked into the river of epi going fast, it will go into the patient. So anyone in shock gets IV wide open. You piggyback your epi into that. The number one cause of death in anaphylaxis by the World Health Organization and the CDC is the failure of one of five people to not give epi in a timely manner. The patient, family, EMS provider, nurse, or physician-physician extender. Don't be afraid of intravenous epi. Be afraid of how you give it. This is how we do it. 1 amp. Doesn't matter which amp. If you can't remember, 1 amp into 1 liter. And you're going to go ahead and piggyback that in. That's a milligram in 1,000. It's a microgram per cc and double the dose every 1 minute. Damn, it was such a good animation. An amp into a bag. Piggyback it in fast. This has been used in RED many times. It takes 5 to 10 to 30 minutes to get intravenous epi drips available from our pharmacy. If you're working with an ER nurse and he or she can mix it up fast, they have their own formula. But if you're alone, and this has been used on an airliner coming back from the Ironman for anaphylactic shock that was refractory to the EpiPen, this is life-saving. A milligram in a liter at 1 cc a minute, you've got to piggyback it. Anaphylaxis, 0.3 IM. Anaphylactic shock, titrate the epi. Our job is to secure the ABCs. It's been my privilege. Thank you.